We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Katie Couric says she was diagnosed with breast cancer over the summer, wrote that she had surgery and radiation treatments that finished this week.
She also wrote she had missed a routine screening that should have taken place about 8 months into the pandemic, and that raises questions about what's happening with other women, especially those who don't have the access to the same doctors and health care as Couric. Dr. Jack Jacob is a medical oncologist at Memorial Care Orange Coast Medical Center in Fountain Valley. Doctor, thanks for being with us. So Katie Couric is, by her own admission, an example of what many women, in fact, actually men too, who have neglected medical care and testing and things like that because of the pandemic, right?
Correct. Thankfully, it sounds like her story may be a little bit better prognostic than some people, where she only received she received surgery and radiation therapy and didn't require chemotherapy without knowing the specifics of her situation. But it applies to other cancers as well. As you mentioned, men and prostate cancer screening, colorectal cancer screening. It's estimated to be about a 10 million population or 10 million individual delay in getting screening over the 2 years of the pandemic. And so those patients will usually hopefully plug back into the system and get screening and get caught up. But at times we catch cancers actually late. Where prognosis is different, treatment is different. I personally had a number of cases where fairly convincingly it was a delay in them seeking medical care for a year or two because of their fear of exposure, et cetera, and coming in with symptomatic disease that could have probably been caught much earlier. And that's just an anecdotal experience of our own cancer center. But yes, it definitely is an interesting point that screening was significantly delayed or missed those year or two. They had a consequence in a lot of ways.
She was saying in her post she was 6 months late, and she shuddered to think what might have happened if she had put it off even longer. Do you think that we think like, oh, you know, 4 or 6 months, it's no big deal, I'll get to it soon, and then it can be another 6 months, and a lot can happen during that time?
Yeah, a lot can happen in that time. I mean, an interval of 6 months when it comes to breast cancer is a relatively short interval, but if it brought it to light, then maybe biologically that's a little bit more of an aggressive form of breast cancer, but 6 months can make a very big difference. And so screening at the end of the day is meant to save lives, and the earlier you catch cancer, the more likely you're going to save someone's life. And so if that concept applies, any delay on that diagnosis, there's a consequence in terms of survival.
And in fairness, because I don't want listeners who may have delayed or had their treatments or testing delayed because of the pandemic to kind of, you know, beat themselves over it. Because in fairness, in many cases, it wasn't the patient who delayed. It was because, especially in the beginning days, as you know, of the pandemic, medical centers were canceling elective procedures. A lot of physicians were not doing routine tests because people were kept sort of more in isolation. So there's kind of a lot of blame to go around, right?
No question. In March and April of 20, it went from X miles per hour to zero. Everything shut down, especially elective procedures and screening studies, et cetera. And so with the upswing of things over the year or two, one would hope that people would be accessing their healthcare system and getting their screenings caught up. But again, even now, 2 years out, you still hear some stories of people delaying access and, you know, finally coming out and seeing their physicians. So it's really surprising, actually, how long some individuals take to get plugged back in. And it's, you know, it's a lot of things to it, right? It's messaging, it's their understanding of things. There's a lot of factors in terms of whether patients may understand or individuals may understand what's happening in terms of health and screening and the importance of that. There's a lot of layers that potentially there's some quote unquote blame to. But it's a good situation that she mentions it and brings it up, because it absolutely goes to the core issue over the past couple of years that have been discussed lots of places across the world, cancer centers, is that there's going to be a consequence to the 2 years of missed or delayed screening.
Do you hear from patients who drag their feet a little bit because they thought and they knew, like, okay, there is going to be some momentary discomfort when this happens, so I'll just delay a little bit because I'm not super jazzed about going in and doing this?
Yeah, and you know, truthfully, the centers have, for the most part, ramped up their preventative approaches to viral transmission. I mean, that happened pretty early. And so we've tried to make it as safe as possible, but again, the messaging might be that avoiding all kind of public places, et cetera. So sick, you know, places where people could be sick, like the hospital or the cancer centers or the screening study places. So, you know, a lot of places to look to explain the observation of what's happened. But, you know, hopefully at this point people are coming back and the story brings it to the forefront.
Dr. Jack Jacob, medical oncologist, Memorial Care Orange Coast Medical Center. That's in Fountain Valley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.